Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Shabbos 31a, pagination page 61, starting from the top. Himiru ze'ez'e, two people had a bet. Omru, they said, Komi she'yelech v'yaknit es Hillel, whoever can anger Hillel, who was the Nasi, the Prince of Israel, Yito Dalud Meo Zuz, would get 400 Zuz. Apparently Hillel had a reputation that he maintained his equanimity and did not get frustrated with people. So they made this bet. Omar Echad Mehem Aniak Nitenu. So one of them said, I think I can do it. I can get him angry. Osa Yom Erev Shabbos Hoya. It was Erev Shabbos Friday. V'Hillel Chofef Es Rosho. And Hillel was washing his head. Holach va'ovra pesach beso. So this man who wants to anger him passes by the door. Omar, and he calls out, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Who here answers to the name Hillel? And as Rashi explains, this is a genai. This is a degrading behavior to call out to the Prince of Israel in such a way. Nesate v'yotza likroso. Hillel wrapped himself, a robe, whatever it is, and he came out. Omar lo, he said to him, Bini, mata mevakesh. What can I do for you? What are you seeking? Omar le, she'ela yesh li lishol. I have a great question. Omar le, sha'al bini sha'al. Ask. Mipnei ma roshem shabavliim sagal golos. Why are the heads of the Babylonians rounded? Apparently they were a little different than the other areas, regions. Amalei. So Hillel validates his question and says, B'nei she'ela gedola sha'alta, you're asking good. M'pnei she'ein lo'em chayos pikchos. They don't have adept midwives. And something in time of the birth doesn't go smoothly, and therefore the heads are shaped differently. Holach v'imtin sha'achas, he waited a bit. Chazav Omar, and again he calls out, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Nisate fiyotza likras. So Hillel comes out again. Omar lo bni mata mevakish. What do you need? Omar le she'elo yesh li lishal. I have a question. Omar le sha'al bni sha'al. Ask. Mepine my name shal Talmudim terutos. Why are the eyes of the Talmudim, different pshatim here, but we'll go with rounded, a certain type of rounded, instead of longer. Omar lo bni she'elo gadol sha'alta. You're asking good. The reason their eyes are more rounded than long, because they live among the sand. And Rashi says that their eyes are designed specifically not to let in the sand into their eyes. He waited a bit more. And he asks again, so Hillel comes out and, what do you want? Amalei she'elo yesh li lishol, I have a question. Amalei sha'al b'ni sha'al. Ask. Mipnei ma raglim shal afrikiyim rechavos. Why are the feet of the afrikiyim wide? Amalei b'ni she'elo gedol sha'alta. You're asking good. Mipnei she'dorim ben bintzei amayim. Because they dwell between the waters. And as Rashi says, in order that they shouldn't sink in, they have special feet. Omalo, so this man said, Sheilas harbi yesh li lishal, I have many questions. Omisyore ani shema tichos, I'm worried you're going to get angry with me. Nesatef yoshav lefonav, so Hillel demonstrates noticeably, he wraps himself, he sits down. Omale, kol she'elu sheyesh lecha lishal sha'al. All the questions that you have, you can ask. I don't know exactly whether this was early Shabbos or late Shabbos, but Hillel has time. Amalei, atahu Hillel shekorim oscha nasi Yisrael. You're the Hillel that they call him a nasi. Amalei, hey, yeah, that's what they call me. Amalei, im atahu, if you're the right one, lo yibukum oscha b'Yisrael. They shouldn't have too many like you. Amalei, benimi, pnei ma. Why are you so insulting? Why would you say that? People shouldn't be like me. There's a common phrase that you say about somebody good. There should be many like you in Israel. Why do you say such a degrading thing? People shouldn't be like me. Because I lost through you my bet, 400 zuz. Finally, Hillel says something to him. Hillel says, be careful with your attitude. Kedayu Hillel. It's worthy for Hillel, Shatovar al Yad, Dalad Me Azuz, Vidalad Me Azuz. It's worth that someone should lose 400 zuz twice. Vihillel lo Yakbid, and Hillel shouldn't lose his temper. So, one great lesson over here, which I think the Gemara is trying to bring out. Sometimes the Gemara will say, like a Vihulu, and so on. And over here, you don't find that the Gemara shortens the story at all. And I believe that one of the lessons here is that when you're learning this Gemara, you almost lose patience with the Gemara, like, okay, so he said, so he said, so he said. And I think the Gemara is trying to make a point here that Hillel didn't lose patience. We can barely get through the story without losing patience. And Hillel didn't lose patience. There's another great lesson which I believe is worthy of mentioning for our generation. The first question that this man asked about the rounded heads of the Bavliim, so Hillel answered. Apparently he had thought of this already, and not a problem. He tells him, because the midwives are not adept. But the second two, the way we understood them based on Rashi, at least in one pshat, is that the design of the body was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Hashem, to accommodate their needs of their locale. Their eyes are rounded, their feet are wider, in order to accommodate the needs of their area. Now, one approach could be that the nations destined to be in that area were blessed with this unique physique. However, after we're aware that there are certain adaptations which creatures develop based on their locale, it is possible that this was not an initial blessing given to them, and only the original people living there would have this. But this is actually an adaptation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria, that the creature living in such a locale will develop in a certain way to accommodate his needs in that location. There are those that say, for example, that the Temani Esrig, which looks very different than the Esrig that we're accustomed to use, some say it's actually the same thing, but after growing in a different location for so long, different ground, different climate, different things, it develops differently. It develops bigger, stronger, whatever it is. What's so fascinating about that is that secular scientists, scientists who want to believe in atheism, will claim that based on certain adaptations and evolutions, as they call it, that there must be this concept called evolution. And after reading, learning such a Gemara, you could equally come to a conclusion that not only doesn't that serve as a question on Hashem's creation, it is actually one of the greatest praises of Hashem's Kaviyachal, genius, if you're allowed to use such a word regarding Hashem, but the genius of creation, in that not only were the things created, but they were created with the ability to adapt to certain situations. A person's not going to grow a third leg if he needs it, but certain adaptations, that the legs should develop wider if that's what's needed in that locale after a generation or two, that's actually a praise for creation, not a kasha on it. NASA sent two rovers to Mars, and they landed and they explored. And after a period of time, they stopped working because their solar panels got dusty. So you would wonder, can you imagine if they could have created a creation which even the unforeseen things, they didn't create it to dust themselves off, but that the thing itself should be able to create the ability to dust itself off. Now that would be genius. But they can't do that. Hashem created that things could actually develop the ability to solve problems by adapting to their situations. And on the contrary, that's actually a tremendous praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, that creation can actually adapt itself to situations based on its original wiring, the way Hashem created it. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.